What up, guys? Welcome to the Winning Circle. It's your boy Nico 100 out here chilling with Turtle.
What up, what up?
And Patrick Daly.
Hello.
The Winning Circle is a place where we speak about winning, and even when we lose, we find a way to use that to win in the future.
Whether it's current events, mental health issues, or anything that's on our minds, this is a platform for us to share, speak, and learn.
So let's get it started.
What it do, what baby? Do,
hi.
Leave it to Patrick and put a smile on your face, huh? Patrick Daly, smiling on the daily.
On the daily.
How do you start doing old car commercials? That's what you start doing. How you guys doing? You guys good?
I'm great. How are you, Nico?
Wonderful, actually. Amazing. Thank you for asking back. You guys are wonderful people. I hope everybody listening is doing amazing as well. And if you're not, hopefully we can make you feel a little better.
Right.
Anything interesting happen to you guys? What y'all do this past weekend?
This was just the standard work week for me.
Standard work week. Just kind of going through the motions. You know, you got to do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to, you know.
I mean, work is always interesting, obviously. There's always some kind of silly stuff. A guy on Saturday night fell asleep while pooping in the bathroom.
You know what? I ain't gonna shame him. I did that one time when I got home and I woke up to the sound of my phone slapping the ground.
The screen breaking.
Startled. I was like, huh? What? Oh, I was mid poop.
Well, you at least were in the comfort of your own poop chamber.
That's true. Not just a random one.
Yeah. And it's not like a single stall bathroom. It's like a,
oh yeah, you're right.
Like you walk in, there's urinals, and then like a stall where the lock don't even work on the
there's like foot traffic and shit. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Nah. Never mind. I'm going to knock him for that. You suck.
Yeah.
What about you, T? What you up to?
Nothing much. Just, you know, working. And then I had a meeting, too, with my team on Sunday, which is very good.
Crazy. I feel like you went on a long-ass hike.
Huh?
Didn't you go on a long-ass expedition?
Oh, yeah, that, too. Yeah. I went to the slot right there by San Diego, a little bit towards past San Diego.
How long was that?
Honestly, it was very short. The slot area where you get the good view and the pictures or whatever.
Yeah.
It's very short. But once it gets wider and everything, just you could, dude, it says in the map, it says you could go on to however you want.
So how far in the map did you go?
I went about, I think if I can recall, 3 miles and a half or something like that.
3 miles and a half? That's cool.
So that means solid six total, right? Going back.
That's tight. That's a solid ass hike. Look at you. Being all Dora the Explorer out there. I'm proud of you, man.
Yeah, I've been into jump roping, so I took my jump rope and I climbed like the biggest rock I could find.
Like double dutch, you mean?
No. I found the biggest rock I could find and I started jump roping on top of
that. That's dope. You've been taking your jump rope everywhere, huh?
Yeah.
Keep that thing on him, you know?
Yeah, he's strapped up. You know what I'm saying? You know what you got to do? Now, I'm going to make something up right now on the spot. Amazing marketing skills by Nico 100 through the jump rope challenge. Carry that jump rope with you everywhere you go. Every time you run into one of the homies, whip that thing out and be like, you got to hit 20 of these babies right now. Put it on the gram. What you think?
Could go viral. Depending on you know, the outcome. It's not going to go viral if you give it to the homie and then he just busts out 20
right,
real quick.
Boom, perfect. He's like, all right, ladies. Yeah. Nah, chill at the edge of the metro station, be like, do the jump rope challenge. Get it done. Spread health awareness through jump ropes.
Also, I don't want to get my ass kicked either, but all right.
Nah, you got a nice face. You got a good smile.
Nobody holding a jump rope has ever been beaten up. I think that's a fact.
Plus, I remember being a little kid. If you get like those, I don't know what they call, like the plasticky ones, and you hear the
whoosh. Oh, when yeah. You swing just, them. Yeah, you got a little Indiana Jones whip, too, at the same time. He's like, back, wicker.
That go viral right there. Let somebody try you. I'll keep that thing on me, boys.
Yeah.
That's tight.
Man at the metro fends off 30 men with a jump rope.
And it's an Indiana Jones picture, you just whip him back. Whoop. Yeah, there you go. That's dope. I want to see that. I'll see that BuzzFeed article. Yeah, no, I went to Disneyland, boys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was honestly an amazing time. I had a great time with Disneyland. I'm not the biggest fan of it because little kids, and they're just annoying. They're loud. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
We already discussed about you not liking babies.
Yeah. But yeah, there were no nude babies at Disneyland. They were all
Yeah, you were in the wrong part of Disney.
But it was cool. Got a shout out to my girl. She was doing a DJ, right? And I got to put this part out there because it is a very important topic right now. when you are the DJ in the vehicle, you cannot fuck up. It is an important job. And nothing irritates me more than a person that DJs, but because they're feeling a song and wants the next song, changes it midway. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. they just play like the first verse, the hook, and mm-hmm. boom. Next, now we're gonna listen to a song. We gotta listen to the whole thing, the whole song.
Yeah, that is. If it's one song here and there, it's not as bad. But I know some people that will do that like 10 songs in a row.
Right. Yeah. 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 Nah, it was she killed it. Oh, it's because of Lovers and Friends, the concert. You guys heard about that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I was kind of feeling like the throwback vibes. Okay. So it was the. She had it down. You know, I was scared.
That's an important job. That might be more important than, you know, driving a car safely.
110% accurate, because it reminded me how much I miss driving. It's the most the furthest I've driven in a while. So I've been really sticking to the city, kind of, you know, working. And man, I just remember driving to the beach for no reason, and the Camaro just flying, you know.
Yeah, and you hate the beach too.
Yeah, so. And I hate the beach. I just drove there to be like, hey, and then drove back. You know, just do the wallow wallow sign out the window one time and come right back
out the window, not even get into the sand.
I didn't get out. You swear if I'm gonna get sand in my shoes and in the car, you wilding. You know what I mean? But speaking about that, I didn't have no complaints. But you know, somebody that did have complaints. The people did. The people had complaints about the halftime Super Bowl show with J-Lo. Did you guys hear about this?
Oh, you mean the white people?
The white people. Yeah, yeah. Over 1,400 complaints over the Super Bowl show. And they got some of the funniest complaints I've ever read in my life. One of them was, I do not understand the cameraman's fascination with J-Lo's crotch and anus. Mm-hmm. Why did he keep zooming in and highlighting that part? And that was just
maybe because that's what her career was built on.
And if you guys that don't movie. Mind, I actually have a couple of more up in here. You know what I'm saying? What did you guys think about the halftime show, by the way?
I loved it.
How'd you feel?
Yeah, same. It was pretty sick. Bad Said, was there.
She's Jennifer Lopez, also known as J-Lo, should be J capital L-O-W, because that show was a low point in my life.
All right, so J-Lo's got to change her whole name.
The vagina grabbing made me nervous. I had to send my kids out of the room. Gross, inappropriate. It felt like I was on Pornhub. That
wow. So extra. You got to dive a little deeper on Pornhub. It gets crazier than that. Trust me.
Find whole ass movies on Pornhub. I'll tell you that much.
I saw one that I don't have it in front of me, but. And it might have been like a joke thing or like a kind of made up thing, but right. It was like a guy wanted to sue the Super Bowl halftime because he felt like he wasn't going to go to heaven anymore.
Right, right, right. That. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Crazy people. You know,
they were all white. I guarantee it.
Guarantee it. Speaking about white people, right? And speaking about people complaining, some of these complaints sounded kind of harsh. You know what harsh complaints can be sometimes? It could be bullying. You guys heard about the dude that was getting bullied, the kid that it was a scam and controversy around?
Yeah. The
Quaden Bales.
The dwarfism. Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, that's a crazy story. Video comes out of a small child crying, saying, you know, he doesn't want to be in this world no more. He's getting bullied, telling the mom, you don't know how it feels like when these kids. It's a very sad video. Right. Like the emotion from the kid is just crazy sad, right?
It's like emotions that a little 9-year-old boy should not be having right. to go through.
So, yeah, so you feel it because you feel his pain. A lot of people, you know, came behind him, started supporting him. You know,
yeah, they started. Someone started a GoFundMe to get him to go to Disneyland. Right?
Yeah, it was an actor. He said he wanted to fly out his family, and
they're in Australia, so yeah. It's further.
Okay, right. So
but the Disneyland trip is like an expensive trip if you're starting from Australia.
Yeah, that first plane ticket.
It's a little more expensive than it was for you last week.
Right. So there was a controversy behind it because apparently there's videos of another person that kind of looks like him that's also a dwarf flexing money, doing all that crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. And people were saying he wasn't even a 9-year-old boy. He's actually a 20-something-year-old. Yeah. We all got scammed. You know, and that's takes me to two topics that I want to talk to you boys about. Misinformation on the internet. Mm-hmm. When should you believe something when you see something? Do you automatically judge or you say, you what? Let me hear both sides of the story. And also our takes on bullying. You know what I mean? I think it's a good time and moment, obviously, to to say what's happening to Quaden Bales is not a good thing. And that,
yeah, well, so I didn't, I don't think I ever really got closure. Was it confirmed that it's like someone who looks like him?
No, so it, I'm not 100% sure whether it was somebody that looks like him or if it wasn't. It was him, but at the end of the day, Queen Cardi B said something that was interesting, right? She said, like, yeah, even if he had this money and he was flexing like that on Instagram, acting gangster on it, like, that's just a front. It's a persona to make you feel good, you know? And he's a little kid, so I'm not going to hold it against him. And I doubt it was a well executed scam.
Yeah, you know? Well, the pictures I saw kind of didn't really look like the same person, but maybe it was just the angles or something.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't think that. I mean, let's just say he was like rich. That GoFundMe thing, which wasn't their idea, it was someone else's idea, might have been not needed if they're like a super rich family or he's older. But like, it doesn't, being rich doesn't mean you're immune to like sadness and being bullied and being depressed or suicidal. So I mean, when it comes to like internet stuff like this, this is the perfect example. I just didn't make any decision right away because I knew that there was bound to be more information coming out.
Yeah, I know. I felt immediately when I saw it, I was like, damn, that sucks. You know, I mean, it kind of, you know, makes me upset because I'm kind of with the whole thing that it comes from the house, right? Kids that get beat up at home go to school, beat up on other kids to feel better.
Yeah.
Right. So I just felt bad all around. And then I saw that and I was like, whoa, like this got a little, it went from like me feeling bad to like, this got a little interesting. I want to see what, where this goes. But I wasn't like, damn, this kid got me.
Did you donate?
No. I didn't donate.
I didn't know about any of it until they were saying that he was a fraud or whatever.
Yeah. But then, you know, so I listened to some more, kind of like let it sit, came back to it kind of right before we got here. And I was like, okay, so it was confirmed that it wasn't really him, somebody else and all that. But I still think there's a lot of things you can take away from it. Basically that, you know, one, don't believe everything you see immediately off of, you know, the internet, you know what I'm saying? I know Google's there. I know Twitter, you can find everything there, but it you can never really believe everything off of the first sight, especially one side of the story. There's always multiple sides of the story.
So we kind of did talk about this a little bit on that one, on our Las Parlas episode where we were talking about the restaurant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we were talking about when you watch a video and how you might not be getting the full story. And this is like the interesting flip side where it's all just one person's word against another person.
Yeah.
And then also it's like, I saw a screenshot of an Instagram profile with pictures of someone who looked like that kid, but it's like, that's doesn't mean anything at all. Like who knows who that is. And if it is that kid, maybe someone photoshopped that. Like people.
And it's so crazy that people, it's a business now. Like people see something that's trending that somebody hasn't capitalized on and would get like that name, the trendy name of whatever they're calling, like let's say the kid or whatever, and make an Instagram, a fake one.
Yeah.
Like it was them promoting stuff so they could get people to send them stuff and get stuff to promote. It's, you know, this, like literally like people are on it.
Yeah. Well, getting followers is such like, since I've been handling like the marketing side of my business that I'm trying to start, I've been learning like there's so many tricks, and at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is getting followers. Like that's it.
Right.
And Instagram is kind of set up stupidly for, because it enables people to do exactly what you just described, which is like, whatever's popping right now, you can, if you're fast enough, you can create the account, then start getting people who follow you because they're being misled and think that you're something that you're not. And then once you have all those followers, you can literally change the title of your Instagram account to something else.
Yeah.
And then sell it to, or start doing ads on it or whatever, and just generate revenue. So it's like, it's kind of a silly system that they have where like, I can follow one account for one reason and then they can like decide I'm over this, sell the account. That person changes it, deletes all the posts, and now I'm just following someone I never wanted to follow in the first place.
Yeah, like, people just hopping on it. This is the same thing with like Twitter. I think people used to do it with websites before, right? Yeah. You were starting a company that wasn't that popping and it started popping it by your website name and be like, if you want it, you got to pay for it.
Man. That is a huge, that's still a thing. Like people still do that.
Yeah, that's wild, man. And the amount of information that's online is ridiculous. You literally can find everything online. And I mean, also behind that, the amount of power that there is with people on online is also crazy, because the amount of people that were able to reach and help out this kid, it's something
right that you're kind of seeing both sides of the sword there.
Yes,
like how awesome the internet can be, but also how shady and terrible it is sometimes.
That's why I'm kind of happy sometimes. I think I said it on the Los Predos episode, that when I was growing up doing stupid shit, that the World Star wasn't yet popping. Mm-hmm. You know, and stupid stuff like that wasn't yet happening, because some of these crazy videos that you see people doing on Instagram, like Instagram Live, and then doing, I was reading this article, and it was like a person eating cereal out of a toilet bowl.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh, yo, if I get 100 million likes or something, I'm gonna eat. And they do it just for that clout, and just that, basically clout chasing.
Yeah, there's a new currency that exists, and that's what's leading to such a rampant spread of misinformation, like things like that, where someone's just like, yo, I'm gonna snatch this URL up real fast and like start pretending I'm this kid, and you know, create this false narrative, because at the end of the day, when everyone's sharing this story, it's gonna be my account that everyone's getting their eyeballs on.
Yeah, so basically, you know, do your research. I feel like that's the misinformation is there, but also you have the ability to look into it your own. Don't just go off of what you first see.
Yeah, well, I think the first step is to just make sure you're being skeptical about it. Just always be skeptical, because you don't want to buy into something without having all the facts. I just saw a thing, you know, the coronavirus is like a huge thing right now.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of people are really freaked out about it. I'm not too worried in the US yet, because it's just, I don't know, I think there's been like 15 cases or something, which is
nothing crazy.
Such a minuscule amount compared to the population. But I just saw this thing on Twitter the other day where the FBI is looking for somebody who, for who knows what reason, created like a fake flyer being like, this is from the World Health Organization and the Center for Disease Control. Coronavirus outbreak has been found in your area. And it's just like, why? Why did you create that?
Just like that kid that was on the airplane that was like, hey, I just came from the area that it originated from. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm sick. Just yelled it out.
I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, he was flying on a commercial flight back home.
No way.
He grabbed his camera, just stood up and said, yo, this and this. They had to like stop the flight, turn it back around, ruined a whole bunch of people's days and weeks probably.
Yeah.
Just for him to say something. I think he got some charges going on.
Oh yeah, you can. Sure.
Yeah. I'd like to think another example is the Jesse Smollett thing.
Yep. That was a huge one.
How many people just jumped on that? You see Donald Trump, you know, all that, mm-hmm. just to find out he did it to himself. You know?
And I'm so down for that cause, and like, it's so shameful because he's cheapening that cause,
right?
And he's taking the power away from people who are actually experiencing homophobic and racist like crimes committed against them.
Right, man. I think it's with it too, a lot of kids don't understand, or not even kids, a lot of adults understand the power behind what you can really cause on the internet, because it seems so simple. You could just send out a tweet like nothing. You could just take a picture and say something about somebody so quick that it seems like nothing. There's not, you know, I'm gonna compare it to like putting the trigger of a gun, right? There's a heavy weight behind that. Mm-hmm. You got to think about like everything before you do it, you know what I mean? Some people don't, and they face the consequences. The tweet, you never really think about the consequences of what's going to happen, or what might happen, or what you could do. And that would take me to the bullying, like a lot of people online right now, you know, roasting people, being mean to people online. That's part of it, you know, or like the Jesse Smollett thing. You know, he could have said somebody else and people would have rallied behind him and ruined somebody's life that was an innocent person, did nothing. Right. But because there was misinformation and you didn't pay attention, you didn't do your research, you didn't wait for it to come out, somebody's life just got ruined. You know, and just on that note, I know we're a little bit older, so we didn't have any of that. But like, do you guys have any significant stories about bullying, or how you feel about that? Something that kind of turned you around once, you know, changed you, turned out the cheek, something interesting?
I think I was definitely like unknowingly sometimes on the bullying side of things growing up. Never anything physical, but it was always like, me and my group of friends growing up were like, I would say I had a lot of like really intelligent friends. And so our thing was just kind of like talking shit and making fun of each other and stuff.
Right.
And then I definitely like looking back on it, can think of times where I'm like, damn, I crossed a line and like,
right. Yeah.
Like, so yeah, I mean, your words have weight, and that's, I don't specifically have any, like, I was kind of blessed to like go to schools where the kids were really, not on that tip. They're all really trying to like better themselves and stuff like that. So,
yeah, I had a along a similar relationship with that, but I think it's when I was a lot younger, I was on the opposite end of bullying. Like, I was the one being bullied, and I think I ended up finding a way to flip it where I ended up bullying other people. And I'm not gonna say I was bullying the bully, but I was starting to bully people, and to me it was justified because it was people that were like bullying me, you know what I mean? And I didn't realize that, to be honest, up until now. When I think back of certain stuff, I'm like, yo, that was a very dick thing for me to do. I found
right
a weakness and an advantage to kind of put me up where I was down on the ground on the dirt, and I was like, whoa, I could sweep their legs out with this one. And I did, and you know, it was fucked up. But that kind of goes with like the community and how everybody is raised around you, because all I was really trying to do was fit in and be the cool kid. Right. And I ended up doing that, you know. But also I think being on both parts kind of helped me out towards the end of high school, because I started realizing how much of a douchebag I was being, you know, towards other people. And I was like, yo, I wouldn't like that if it was happening to me, you know, because a lot of people would say along the lines like, oh, you're a dick, and I'm a man, fuck you, you don't like me, don't like me then, you know. Yeah. But realized it was for a reason. I wasn't genuinely being nice.
Well, and you kind of, if you think about like how it was when we were younger, you know, you could like really hurt someone's feelings or hurt their psyche, make them feel bad, but like the damage was a little bit more limited because, you know, it was just you and whoever you were around at the time, right? And now, like with the internet and all that cyberbullying, like it feels like you can just create such a bigger ripple effect and shockwave effect from simple words, because you're really, you know, you're putting someone out in front of the whole world and trying to embarrass them publicly in front of literally anyone who goes on Twitter or whatever, Instagram.
And it's like never being to escape it. I think that's like the biggest difference too, because I know a lot of things that happen in high school, especially too. Something happened to like a dude or a chick or something, the chick especially. See, somebody spread a rumor, they would end up having to change schools. Mm-hmm. They changed schools, went across town because they didn't want to be part of that school no more because that rumor was hurtful or whatever. Now you can't escape that. You change schools and...
Well, and it's not even that. It's like a day-to-day thing. Like, you know, maybe for those 8 hours I'm at school, I'm getting treated like shit, but at least I can go home. Like, I would go home and, you know, play Halo with friends or, like, other friends. And
that was, like, your real kind of escape. But like your real
now
friends.
It's like you go home and you're getting texts and tweets and Instagram. You're still getting bullied while you're at home in front of your computer.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I don't know. I think even now, you know, with certain things, especially if I would take it back to like the anger aspect of it, mm-hmm. a lot of things you do when you're pissed off, you don't realize like how unnecessary it was, you know, what you're doing and how that affects somebody. Like, I got a friend who got into an argument with an older person at the grocery store. And, you know, was told the older person, like, you should just fuck off and die already. You know?
Wow.
They were angry. The dude was being a dick. You know, you don't know the whole story, so it sounds crazy.
Yeah.
But the older person was being a real prick. So my friend, thinking he was nonchalant, was like, what's your problem, dude? Just fuck off and die, dude. Like, get out of here, old man. And left. And when we were talking about it, he was just like, yo, like,
wish I hadn't said that.
Yeah, like, what if that was the thing that kind of put him over? Mm-hmm. You know, what if that was, like, the thing that he was like, you know, I should just die, like, you know.
Well, Turtle, in one episode, you kind of gave us the terminology that you use when you're saying someone, I think you said they're low. Like, when someone's low, that's when they're more likely to, like, lash out and...
Yeah, when they're, like, unconsciously, I guess we would say, like, low energy and low just mental. You're not really present, you know. In other words, you're kind of autopilot out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's when you're going to be way more, like... not really thinking about the consequences of what you're saying and just lash out like that.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, same thing. Kind of what I was. You don't know what they're going through or what that person is thinking or what was going on with them. So it's not really your. Now I'm not gonna say your problem, but you're not your position to say anything.
Yeah,
something along those lines.
Yeah, it's just more of like their mental state is very, very off, which that's why they lash out automatically, and you know they don't really they don't really mean it or anything. That's just really just someone on autopilot. Someone takes over and you're just not control. Because a person with control actually would be telling you, like, you would actually pause and be like, no, I shouldn't say that. You know, a person that's very present and aware and just like wouldn't do that. As a kid, you don't have none of that. You know,
right.
Nobody teaches you that. You know, I clearly didn't know. And now going back to the bullying, like the reason why I stay very quiet is because even to this day, I guess, like when you guys started talking, like I was the one getting bullied, and I can remember a lot of disrespect. I would go home and cry to my mom, you know, so she, like, I would cry, go to my backyard and like hang out with my dog. His name was Blackie, and you know, he
had a dog named Blackie too. Yeah.
And like, I'd be like, it's gonna be all right. And mom's like, what's wrong? And you can't tell your fucking parents, like,
right? No. They never really understand. They don't know how to really, I would say, deal with it, right? Yeah. They don't know how to control that.
Yeah. So like,
well, and they're not the one. The action needs to be taken by the parents of the bully, not by the parents of the kid being bullied. You know, that's the sad part.
Which is like something that kid said in the video. He's like, you don't know how it is. You know, once this turns off and I go back to the school, you don't know how they are when you're not there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's truth be told, because a lot of times, especially as a younger kid, I mean, now people do it. They put that face of a good person in front of people that are watching, and behind everybody's backs, they're really just an ass.
Yeah. Just a quick aside, just get both of your opinion on this. What do you think, though, of in this specific incident with the Australian kid, that he's having this kind of a breakdown and you know, he's saying suicidal things and he's so depressed, and his mom took out her phone and started recording it. What do you think of that?
I think, I don't know, two things on it, right? And I think one of the things is because I was looking into it and I kind of got this perspective of somebody else. I forgot his name and I apologize for that. I'll put it out there later. Said that video, right, that even though it came with good intention, because she wants to spread awareness to mm-hmm. bullying and dwarfism and all that, also comes with a lot of harm. Because for the rest of his life, just when we're talking about the internet, that video is him. Yeah. You know, so if he grows older and he's trying to start a career or something, even meeting a friend, trying to date a chick, if the person just Googles that person's name, that video will undoubtedly pop up because it's so viral. It got so public. So he's never, speaking about that, never ever going to escape that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That video becomes him. So now it is, that's like the lowest point in his life, is even as a child. So he's never going to escape.
Do you want a video of the you at your saddest moment in your whole life? You want a video of that?
Right. No.
Never. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel like there's a certain way, a right way to do this. There's not 100% way, right, like to post this or anything, because the reason why I say this comfortably is because I don't know the things I post personally are the right way either. You know, I just, you know, I edit it, I do all this before I post it, because I'm, you know, I don't want
to, just trying to do what you feel is the right.
Yeah, it's coming from me naturally, yeah, but I know that I have to directly hit it in a way right, because if not, something might be misinterpreted or anything like that. For the most part right now, I've gotten good feedback, but I've also gotten bad feedback, which is all great. You know, it's all a learning process. But when you just pull out the phone and you post it, and you like, you're not having thoughts of like all that, like, you know, your child's gonna have this for the rest of their lives as a video on YouTube or whatever social media. You gotta think of that too, like, before you just immediately post.
Yeah, I think that's why, exactly what you said, right? You said, I posted, I edited. You're choosing that. You know what I mean? You're creating the
world. Well, I was just asking your opinion on that, and we don't know. Like,
yeah.
Maybe after the kid had calmed down, she was like, hey, I took this video, let's watch it, and you tell me if you're okay with me
posting
it or something. Yeah, you know, we don't know if that happened.
Yeah, I think, so that would be my, I'm like, you know, he didn't have that choice. She made that choice, you know, so that'd be my, like, you know, in a way, it's like a double,
it's both because you want to raise awareness for bullying, and it's awesome that it caught fire the way it did, because it really made people feel a certain type of way, which kind of is a nice thing, showing that people are all very, well, they were touched by it and it hit them in their emotions, which is a cool thing to see people still being in touch with that.
Yeah,
but like you said, not even 10 years from now, even right now, like, if he's getting bullied by kids, like, now they have this video of him crying. Like, that's just more ammunition for them.
Right.
It's a whole, it's literally just both things. It's good and bad.
I think the only thing I would have to say on that is, at the end of the day, even though he didn't have a choice, basically the best thing you could ever do is just own it, you know, own it instead of running away from it. Right. If he could own it and turn that into a thing, a lesson to learn and bring people around, just like the way that it did, mm-hmm. instead of it being painful and hurtful, kind of like what you do with your post when you try to educate people and let people know about where you were at in your journey.
Yeah.
Owning it is the strongest thing. You have to be okay with it yourself. Be savvy what somebody else says doesn't really matter. And I think mm-hmm. that goes down to bullying and that, you know, self-love and taking care of yourself and owning up to your health and your responsibility to yourself is a very important.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and just, you have to have that kind of inherent to you. Like, it, that has to be, like, maybe that's your autopilot, is to be, like, when you're on autopilot, that's what you're being true to yourself. And the other thing that I think, like, what you were saying, Turtle, about understanding that about people, like, when you're being lashed out at by a bully and you're like, okay, you're able to sit there and be like, let's take a step back. Why is he doing this? There's something, he's going through something.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to lash out back. I'm just going to kind of let him say what he needs to say. And then, you know, we can figure it out from there if we need to have a discussion or what the deal is. Problem is, a lot of kids, young kids, don't have that ability. But if you can, and I doubt we have any, you know, like 9-year-old listeners who we can tell that to. But I mean, if you have a little brother, little sister, if you have kids, like, instilling that sense in them that just because someone's saying mean things to them, that probably is more indicative of what that other person's going through than the fact that they are someone who actually deserves to have mean things said to them. So, I mean, that's kind of the lesson I would hope to take away from bullying, is that you just know.
Yeah, I mean, if you got somebody young around you, try to be involved in their life, you know? You try not to, because you never want to talk to like a parent figure, you know, a person in authority. They want to talk to somebody that they look up to.
Yeah.
If you see somebody around there, you know, be nice. Listen to them. Be cool with them.
I think so me and my nephew play Fortnite, and sometimes I can see the bully.
Come see me, I'll whoop y'all.
So sometimes I can feel his like bulliness. So what I do is like I tell him, I warn him, hey, you're not saying nice things. That's one. And he continues. What I end up doing is I turn off the system and be like, you were bullying me. That's enough. I'm not going to play with you. I could walk away from this.
Yeah.
And he just looks at me confused, but that's the confused face I really want him to know, because he's not understanding that I'm not fighting back.
Yeah.
He's like, why can't we play? And I was like, because you're becoming a bully.
Yeah.
And I don't play with bullies. And he gets confused, but I feel the more I do it, I feel the more process he'll get it, you know.
you can't expect kids to just have all this shit figured out already.
Yeah.
You can't expect that. So I had an older brother, I worshipped him, I looked up to him so much. Like, if you have the opportunity to be that to a niece or a nephew or a little brother, like mm-hmm. really, you can have a strong impact in their lives for sure.
Yeah. I like the confused face he gives me.
And honesty is crazy. You gotta be honest. You know, just like we were like, we ain't stupid when we're little kids also be like, hey, I ain't stupid, I know you lying.
Yeah.
I see your regular eyes, you uh-huh. smell like skunk, I know what you're doing. You know, so you know, I think at the end of the day, basically what this podcast is about is bring people together, be nicer to people, think about what you say before you say it, honestly. And if you're in a bad place, one thing I've learned to do is just separate myself from everything entirely. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, you know what, I'm not in a good mood, I'm gonna go home, I'm gonna chill, play some video games, watch a movie or something. When I feel better, I'll address the situation. Because mm-hmm. if I address it immediately, then it's just me like full red mode, you think I'm 50 Cent from G-Unit, you know what I mean? And I can't be doing that, you know? So just, you know, think about it.
Yeah. All right, boys, let's wrap it up.
Thanks for tuning into The Winning Circle.
Catch us here every Thursday on Spotify
and Apple Podcasts.
Stay winning, y'all.
We out.
Yeah.